And let's return to that unscheduled interruption to yesterday's briefing by President Trump following an incident near the White House. Mr. Trump was abruptly escorted from the briefing room by the Secret Service as he was in mid-flow. Our Washington correspondent Brian O'Donovan has the story.
Donald Trump was giving one of his regular coronavirus media conferences from the White House press briefing room last night. Now, he was only a few minutes into the briefing when a Secret Service agent interrupted Mr. Trump mid-sentence. And as the security officer approached the president, you can hear Donald Trump saying, "Excuse me," before the agent asked him to step outside. He was then abruptly escorted out of the briefing room, and the press conference was cut short. The White House was then put into lockdown. The reporters inside the briefing room were all told to stay in place. Donald Trump then returned to the podium just a few minutes later and resumed the briefing and started speaking to journalists again. He said he had been taken to the Oval Office because there had been a shooting close to the White House. He said a suspect, who he understood was armed, was shot by the Secret Service and had then been taken to hospital. Donald Trump praised law enforcement for their quick response, and we can hear now some of what he told reporters when he returned to the briefing room.
The shooting outside of the White House and seems to be very well under control. I'd like to thank the Secret Service for doing their always quick and very effective work. But there was an actual shooting, and somebody's been taken to the hospital. I don't know the condition of the person. It seems that the person was shot by Secret Service.
Well, Brian, the Secret Service, which of course is responsible for the protection and security of the president, did issue a statement following that incident. What did they have to say?
That's right, Brian. Initially, the Secret Service tweeted that there had been an officer-involved shooting and that one of its agents and a male suspect had both been taken to hospital. Now, the incident happened at the corner of 17th Street and Pennsylvania Avenue, which is very close to the White House. In a follow-up, more detailed statement last night, the Secret Service said that a 51-year-old man had approached one of its uniformed officers who was standing at his post outside the White House. The suspect told the agent he had a weapon. He ran aggressively towards the officer, withdrew an object from his clothing and crouched into what was described as a shooter's stance as if he was about to fire a weapon. The Secret Service agent then shot the suspect. He was given first aid at the scene before being taken to hospital. An investigation is now underway into the incident, and the Secret Service said that the White House complex was never breached at any stage, and at no time was anyone inside the White House in any danger.
Very good. Well, separately, Brian, two announcements expected this week from both Donald Trump and Joe Biden in relation to their campaigns. What are we expecting to hear from them?
Yeah, first off on Donald Trump, he has teased the location, the possible location of his big acceptance speech. So a quick reminder of the backstory here, Brian. The Republican convention will take place in Charlotte, North Carolina in 2 weeks' time, where Donald Trump will be formally nominated as the party's candidate for president. He had wanted a big rally-style event, lots of people, lots of cheering fans as he delivered his acceptance speech. That wasn't possible because of the coronavirus. Authorities in North Carolina wouldn't play ball. He decided to move his acceptance speech to Jacksonville, Florida. But then the coronavirus spiked there too, so that also had to be cancelled. Donald Trump then decided that he would make his acceptance speech in another location, and there was lots of speculation he might go somewhere iconic like Mount Rushmore or in front of the Liberty Bell in Philadelphia. He himself had said that his preference was to do it in the White House. However, the Democrats had an issue with that, saying that a sitting president shouldn't be allowed to use the White House for his own re-election bid. Yesterday, Donald Trump tweeted that he was close to making a decision and it was now a toss-up between the White House or the Gettysburg Battlefield, the site of the Civil War battle in Gettysburg. That, however, is proving to be a bit of a battle of its own because ethics watchdogs are also saying, well, that could be an issue too because it's a federal property. And again, a sitting president shouldn't be using these properties for his own re-election bid. Separately then to all of this, you have the Joe Biden campaign, the big Democratic convention due to get underway next week. That's a very scaled back virtual affair. But of course, one of the big focus points there will be who will be Joe Biden's running mate. Who will be his vice presidential pick? He is expected to make that announcement this week. The latest reports are he is very, very close to making that announcement. He had set up committees to investigate and to put people on a short list. He had had various meetings and interviews with potential candidates. We are being told that that process is now pretty much complete and that he should be making an announcement very, very soon. Senator Kamala Harris of California, often touted as a possible favorite, Also lots of talk of perhaps Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts, Tammy Duckworth of Illinois. There's lots of other people being speculated. Karen Bass is a congresswoman, and she is the chair of the Black Caucus, the African-American Caucus in Congress. Lots of names out there, lots of speculation. And as I say, we are expecting an announcement on that vice presidential pick in the coming days.
And we'll be talking, no doubt, to Brian about that later in the week, if and when it comes.